This is Passport to Texas. Honeybees, native bees, bats, butterflies, and other insects are pollinators and are vital to our economy, food security, and environmental health. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Landowner Incentive Program, or LIP, can help interested landowners manage their property for pollinators.
The Landowner Incentive Program at the moment is prioritizing projects that are directed at pollinators. Pollinators are definitely hot.
Arlene Kalmbach coordinates the program.
The Landowner Incentive Program is funded by the Fish and Wildlife Service Partners for Fish and Wildlife Program, and pollinator projects are a high priority for them, so they're a high priority for us. They would have been a high priority for us regardless of our funding source, but it helps that everybody's on the same page. So with this next round of projects, we hope to see a lot of pollinator-targeted projects.
Something to know about the LIP program is it does not have acreage restrictions.
It really just depends on the resource that you're trying to restore or protect. In the history of the program, I've seen us work on an urban lot to thousands of acres in West Texas.
Do you have a project in mind? Find details on the Landowner Incentive Program on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.